Welcome to the Hero Kids Podcast. Systems are initializing. We train our heroes to hear God's voice, explore their God-given identity, respond to God, and overcome the impossible. Heroes, you'll need these tools for the journey that lies ahead. Systems are a go. Today's main training will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Is there anyone in here? Wait. Is it recording right now? Oh, what?
Hey, heroes. Are you still there? I don't know where Agent Ariel went, but it's me, Agent Jackson. And I guess I'm in charge now. I'm the new sheriff in town, and I'm going to bring about a whole new chain of command. I promise to bring lower taxes, to lower the cost of living, and even build a pizza place right next to the power station for all those pizza lovers out there. But before I do that, I need to establish my dominant leadership. This week, we're learning about the shield of faith and how our power truth, I guess, is I'll use the shield of faith. I don't know. And I thought that the perfect way to demonstrate it is this. Hey, Remy. Yeah. Yeah. Come here. Ooh, this is going to be so good. All right, you little Tinkerbot. All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to throw this ball at Remy. And he's gonna need to block it with this shield that I found in the dumpster. Wait, I thought this was, okay, I guess I found a piece of cardboard. You know, it's gonna work anyway. Okay, I'm sure Remy will be fine. Okay, this will take a lot of faith from you, Remy. So let's see how this goes. 3, 2, 1.
Whoa, Agent Jackson, what are you doing?
Oh, well, since you were gone and I couldn't find Dr. Scott, I figured that I would just take over and do the main training for you.
Okay, but why are you about to hit this poor Tinkerbot with a dodgeball?
Well, since we're talking about the shield of faith, I wanted to prove how important it was to have a shield for protection, mostly from random dodgeball rampages that, you know, all of us encounter in life, right?
Okay, yes, you're right that we're talking about I will use a shield of faith, but this is not a good way to demonstrate that. I mean, Remy had no chance of not getting hurt with the shield that you gave him. It's just a piece of cardboard. That is so dangerous. And Agent Jackson, dodgeballs aren't actually something we have to defend against in this life. When was the last time you were randomly attacked by dodgeballs?
Well, last week? But they just appeared out of nowhere. I don't even know where they came from.
All right. You need to leave so that I can start main training. Thanks for, well, I'm not quite sure what you just did, so I guess see you later.
Okay, bye.
Remy, I am so sorry you had to go through that. Here's 100 power volts, and please don't ever speak of this again. And can you go check on Agent George? I think he got his head stuck in a pickle jar again. That was strange. Heroes, how are you doing today? That's amazing. In case you missed it, my name is Agent Ariel. I'm sorry I'm late. I got caught up in a heated debate with Coach Lionheart about benefits of drinking green smoothies. He expressed a few concerns, I guess, about the Nutella milkshakes I have every morning for breakfast, but I don't really think anyone wants to hear about that. Today, we're continuing our series, Armor. In this series, we've been learning about the armor of God and how it helps us stand against anything the enemy might throw at us. Let's take a look at our memory verse real quick. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. Ephesians 6:11. We've spent the last 3 training sessions talking about wearing the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness and the shoes of peace. And today we're going to look at the shield of faith. Heroes, our faith in God can be our shield. God has given us this shield to protect us when things come our way, which brings us to our power truth for today. So I need everyone to say this with me. I will use the shield of faith. Great job, everyone. You might be wondering, Agent Ariel, what is this faith stuff? Well, faith is believing and trusting in something even when we can't see it. God asks us to put our faith in Him. Let me explain it like this. It's like sitting in a chair. Maybe you're sitting in a chair right now, but have you ever looked at a chair and questioned whether it's gonna hold you up or not? Do you need 10 minutes to test the integrity of that chair before you finally decide to sit in it? Most likely not. Unless you're me and had your fair share of Tinkerbots needing extra bolts for a project or something, and for some reason, they decide to take the bolts from your chair. And so when you go to sit in that chair, you fall right on the floor? Has that ever happened to you? Yeah, I mean, that totally has never happened to me either. So you have a level of faith that the chair is gonna hold you up and keep you safe when you sit in it. Faith is when we put our trust in something or someone. In our case, we put our faith in God, that He loves us, guides us, and wants the very best for us. And we know all of this because of His word. But wait, how can our faith be like a shield? Let's think about a shield. A shield is something that defends and protects against attacks. They're especially useful in scenarios like the dodgeball attack that was coming for our Tinkerbot friend, Remy. This is what Ephesians 6:16 says about the shield of faith. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith and stop the fiery arrows of the devil. When we hold up the shield of faith, it protects us against the fiery arrows of the devil. That means that whatever the fiery arrow is, maybe it's thoughts of insecurity, doubt, or even fear, whatever the enemy is trying to come against you with, can be stopped by the spiritual shield of faith. Psalms 91:5 says, "You will not be afraid of the terror by night or the arrow that flies by day." The shield of faith is a powerful protector when our faith is put in God. This reminds me of a story in the Bible of a man named Elisha who knew that God was going to protect them from his enemy. Let me explain what's going on. You see, Elisha was a prophet, which means he heard what God said and he would tell the people of Israel. At this time, Israel was at war with the Arameans, and yes, they were pretty mean. Get it? Anyway, because the Israelites were God's people, God would tell Elisha all of the plans the enemy was going to make against them. At every turn, Israel was one step ahead of the Arameans. One day, the Arameans figured out that Elisha was the one telling all the plans, and they decided to send an army to get to him. This is where we pick up our story in 2 Kings 6:14 through 17. So one night, the king of Aram sent a great army with many chariots and horses to surround the city. When the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning and went outside, there were troops, horses, and chariots everywhere. "Oh, sir, what will we do now?" the young man cried to Elisha. "I'll be honest with you. If I saw a huge army right outside, I'd be pretty afraid too. I mean, how could two people fight an entire army?" But Elisha knew who was on his side. He had faith that God was going to protect them. So Elisha said this. "Don't be afraid," Elisha told him, "for there are more on our side than on theirs." Then Elisha prayed, "Oh Lord, open his eyes and let him see." The Lord opened the young man's eyes, and when he looked up, he saw that the hillside around Elisha was filled with horses and chariots of fire. 2 Kings 6:14 through 17. Did you guys see what God did? Not only was God there to protect Elisha and his servant, but God totally one-upped the Aramean army. The Aramean army had regular chariots, but God had chariots on fire. This is so awesome. Elisha had faith that God was there to protect him, and he was. I wonder what it would be like if Elisha didn't have faith in God. If he didn't know that God was going to protect them, then he would have tried to fight the Arameans all by himself. that would not have worked out well. You and I can be like that sometimes. We go about our lives thinking that we can handle all the things the devil tries to throw at us, but we can't. We could try to do it all by ourselves and not put our faith in God, but when we do that, we're not allowing God to be our shield, our protection. Heroes, when we use the shield of faith, we're telling God that we trust Him, that we are putting our faith in Him alone. Faith in Him protects us because God protects us. God Himself becomes our shield when we put our faith in Him. Psalm 28:7 says it perfectly. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him and I am helped. Elisha understood this and trusted and believed in God. We can decide to put our faith in God just like Elisha today. So whenever the devil comes against us, we can know we are protected by the shield of faith. If you can, would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Maybe you're having trouble putting your faith in God. Maybe you believe that God won't protect you, so you've learned how to do things on your own. But let me tell you this. God loves you so much. He knows the things you're facing and wants to be your shield. He wants to protect you, like a good father does. You see, we have an enemy who is constantly against us. Our enemy will try to use lies to make us doubt who we really are, to make us question if we are a hero or not. But our faith acts as a shield, protecting us from the lies that the enemy tries to throw at us. When our faith is in God, we're protected from those lies. We can stand firm and say, I will use the shield of faith. If you are having trouble trusting in God today, right there where you are, would you just ask Him to help you put your faith in Him today? I want us to declare this together. Say, I will use the shield of faith. I want to challenge you to say this every morning you wake up this week. Whenever you feel under attack this week, remind yourself that your faith is in God alone, and He is protecting you like a shield. Heroes, I want to take a moment to pray over you. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You so much for every hero listening to this podcast today. Lord, I pray that as they go through this week and every morning that they wake up, that they just remember that You are their protector, that they don't need to be afraid, that they don't have to have all the answers, that You are there for them through thick and thin, no matter how big or how small. Lord, that Your shield is enough and that You are our protector. I pray this in Jesus' name, amen. Heroes, that brings us to the end of our training today. You are becoming the amazing and mighty hero that God created you to be. This is Agent Ariel signing off. Until next time, always remember, the world needs a hero like you.
Thank you for listening to the Hero Kids podcast. Hero Kids is a ministry of Pillar Church in Scottsdale, Arizona. For more information, go to herokids.com.